My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
888-808-1019. Back to the conversation at hand. I said we were going to check in with folks on Twitch, and I was talking about Francisco Lindor and the MVP conversation, and I went back to last week when, you know, Lugie has been saying he's in the MVP conversation for a couple months now, and Evan obviously laughed him off and said, no, there is no conversation. No, there is. There is a conversation. So the conversation in the Twitch chat, shout out to you guys. I see you. You see me. You know, blown five PNT four. I'm not exactly sure what that name is, but he says there's a difference between being the best offensive player and most valuable. Lindor is more valuable. And I said, yeah, he's more valuable to his team. Maybe not in every stat or every metric or every category, but you can always in baseball go cherry pick something. And right now, when you look at F war, and I'm not an analytics guy, I'm not a BABIP ex WOBA. I don't watch baseball like that. I use the eye test. But Francisco Lindor leads all NL players in F war. He's slightly above Shohei Ohtani. And that's what I'm saying. Ohtani's not pitching, right? Ohtani is just a really good DH that can hit home runs and steal bases. But the Dodgers would survive without him. They survived without Mookie Betts, who's a former MVP as well. Man, think about when they move Lindor to the leadoff spot for this team. As he goes, the team goes. How many clutch moments has he had? How many hits has he had? How many moments has he had either to win a game or break a game open? Shout out to everybody on Twitch. I guess we have a San Diego Padres fan in there who says, long live Joe Musgrove. Yeah, he got another one. He got another one. That's JH10SD619. What I find on Twitch is not like Twitter or Instagram. My Twitch name is Keith McPherson. My Instagram Twitter is just my first name, last name. But on Twitch, I guess they suggest these like numbers and codes for people to make their names on there. But yeah, man, appreciate everybody in the Twitch chat. If you want to watch live, it's twitch.tv, WFAN, and these guys are in there every day. What I was telling Dove and telling Hoff is with me doing the night shift, I wake up to this show. I'm usually up finally out of the bed. I'll get up in the morning a little bit to help my wife with my son and go back to bed, but I'm up to start my day by 10, and I have Twitch on the big screen, and I'm watching BT and Sal, and there are some diehard fans of the fan, diehard fans of the Mets, Yankees, and other teams, right? Like I just said, there's a Padres fan in there that are watching on Twitch, and there's a live chat going on for this whole show. So wanted to give them their props. We'll continue to do some check-ins with the Twitch chat, what you guys are talking about around the quarter of the hour. Can I sneak in another call here before we go to break? Let's sneak in another call here. Logan is in West Orange. Logan, you're on the fan.
Hey, how are you, Keith?
I'm good. Good morning.
Morning. I just wanted to say that, you know, I do think Francisco should be the MVP. I mean, they would be nothing without him, his leadership.
It's just the Ohtani Award, right, Logan? We're just going to – it's Ohtani's annual award. He just gets MVP every year he's in the league.
Well, isn't there one for each group or no?
Yes, and he's out of the American League now, so Judge is going to win probably. I'm glad because, you know, they would actually probably make an argument if he was in the American League right now. They were making an argument for Bobby Witt Jr. until Judge went crazy this week. But, yes, it's Shohei Ohtani's going to win it. But I think in this last month, you can bring Francisco Lindor and what he's done for these Mets into the conversation, especially if they end up being a postseason team.
Yeah, I mean, like, some Mets aren't doing well, and he's just still, he just picks it up.
Constant.
You know, this is like the Lindor that we've been waiting for from the Indians, you know? And he's unbelievable. I don't know where we would be without him and his leadership.
He's you know? One of the best shortstops in the league.
And even his defense, you know, even when he wasn't doing well, his defense is just
always there. You can always count on that. He's getting you into those double plays, getting those double plays started, his range, and he's fired up, man. That tag when they got Jackson Merrill out at second base, like I love the energy he plays with.
Thank you. And he, this would be the first MVP for the Mets. You know,
yeah, he just set a record, I think, or created one as the first shortstop in MLB history with 3 25-25 seasons, 25 stolen bases, 25 homers.
Now, at night, did you take over for Smooze?
Yeah. 3 years ago, actually. Yesterday made it 3 years since my audition, August 25th, 2021, which is just crazy to think about how fast time moves.
Wow.
But yes, my guy Steve, in November of 2021, retired, and then I took over nights after Steve.
Wow, that's a legend. Hopefully you'll have a long career as much as him.
I mean, he's an icon. The first thing I said coming in here, even being on Boomer and Gio's show, they're like, how are you going to, you know, follow in those footsteps? How are you going to fill those shoes? I'm like, I'm not. I can't. It's not on the table.
just keep eating healthy, you know?
Yeah, and working out and trying to sleep and showing up.
I got to tell you something. When I first, like, listened to you, like, now, I love you. I love your comments. I love your insight. Like, when I first listened to you and you were just ragging on the Mets, I don't know if it's, I didn't really like you much because I felt like you were.
Because you like the Mets, because you're a Mets fan. How could you like somebody that's coming in and roasting the Mets, trolling the Mets?
What changed my mind about you was how hard you were on the Yankees. And then I realized that you were just being fair.
I'm way harder on the team that I love. And, I mean, thanks for the call, Logan. That comes from the culture of Yankee Stadium, being in the stadium. I am a stadium fan. I don't know how much I talk about being a bleacher creature on this station. And, like, those are the diehard fans. Those are the heartbeat of the fans in that section. They're hard on the Yankees, and they hate the Mets. So coming in to WFAN, I had to obviously learn to be professional. I had to learn how to talk about both teams. I had to learn how to deliver my thoughts and takes and do a show, but you were literally plucking someone from out of the stadium, dropping them in here, and making fun of the Mets is just part of what Yankee fans do. But I can be real about this Mets team. I like this Mets team. I liked the Mets team 2 years ago. I called them the Make It Happen Mets. The season's not over, and I think we're going to have October baseball on both sides, Queens and the Bronx. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Call us up, 888-808-1019. We'll be right back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.